God, what a day. At least it's over. I still smell like that last job. I need to shower that off before date night. I'm tired, but not so tired as not to look forward to... Wait. I didn't leave my light on. Shit. Oh, and there's his car. At least it's not a burglar, but he... Wow. He probably was planning on surprising me. Well, color me surprised. Babe, are you in here? Hi. I am both very happy and a little disappointed to see you. That's honestly the main problem I have with you humans. You're all too curious for your own good. I get that you wanted to come over and surprise me, and I see that dinner is on the table, and that is just lovely. But why on earth did you decide that you were going to go through my private things? You were concerned that I was in some kind of trouble? Really? I think you just wanted to know my secrets. Maybe you were afraid I was stepping out on you, which you could not be more wrong about. This is very disappointing. I mean, I kept that chest in my closet for a reason. It's private. It's none of your business. And it was DNA locked. How did you even open it? Oh, I see. You watched me open it by spitting on it when I thought you were in the bathroom. So you rubbed my toothbrush on it? God, I knew I shouldn't have used that chest in front of you, but I just needed to put something away and... Ugh, it doesn't matter. Yeah? Well, you won't be telling anyone about this. Ever. Relax. Just let the toxin do its work. There you go. Nighty-night. Hey, welcome back. Don't struggle too much. For one thing, those are plasma cuffs. You could burn yourself, and for another, well, you're still going to be a bit hungover. Poison you? No, I would never do that to you. The correct term is envenomated. I envenomated you with the stinger in my tongue. See? See? It's right there. I can just kind of, stretch my tongue out a few feet. And then this little barb comes out. It's pretty cool at night. Well, I'm sorry, but that's what happens. Good human boyfriends get snuggles and sexy times. Nosy ones get pumped full of sleeping toxin from my venom glands. All right, so first of all, you violated my privacy, and that's not okay. I would appreciate an apology. Thank you. Having said that, I can understand why you might have had some questions. I mean, I do go out at night a lot, and I'm always quite vague about my work, and sometimes, like tonight, I come home with a fine misting of blood on my clothes. Not really noticeable from a distance, but you get pretty close to me, don't you? So, where should we start? Firstly, I'm not human. I'm a synthetically designed alien. And also, my work is a bit... unorthodox. That's the best way for me to describe it. I don't have a job, not like you do. I have a vocation, a calling. The difference is that you were trained to do your job, and you do it very well, I might add. But I was engineered, built from the ground up to do mine. I was created to hunt and, when necessary, terminate dangerous aliens. Aliens like you. Well, I mean, yes, to you, I would be the alien, but trust me, in the greater community of species, humans are the weird ones. What do I look like? I look like this. I've looked like this for nearly my entire life. Oh. So, you're really concerned that you've been having sex with some hideous bug-eyed monster? Males of every species really are the same, aren't they? No, I don't really have a native form. I can shift and adapt. I suppose this is my preferred form. However, I've spent more time on Earth than anywhere else. The most dangerous threats to galactic security usually start on backwater planets like Earth. Well, you have no organized government, but rely on unstable multinational politics, which are notoriously volatile. You have nuclear armaments, but no space travel or faster-than-light travel to relieve tensions, at least not for the vast majority of the population. And your genome, in a high state of flux due to pollutants, and borderline psionics are common. Psionics are what causes the most problems. I get paid, kind of. I'm not sure you'd understand it exactly. I don't make money. I lose debt. The cost of my creation, of course. Once it's paid off, I'm a free sapient being just like anyone else. I don't know if it's fair. I mean, I didn't choose this life, but at least they made me so I'd enjoy my work. I love to hunt. I'm a bit of a natural predator. But, you already knew that, didn't you, sweetheart? Who do I hunt? Why, people like you, of course. No, really, you were one of my targets. No, of course I'm not going to kill you. They don't kill unless there's no other choice. That would be inhumane. Not to mention tricky. First, I track and evaluate your psionic potential. Then I have several different ways to attempt to deal with the situation. Only if all of them fail or the target proves resistant do I escalate to abduction or termination. What I'm telling you is all very secret, and I don't think I need to tell you why. If this got out, no one would believe you, but you'd be abducted, and I would probably be terminated. So please, keep this to yourself. I mean, I wasn't just using you or anything. I like you. I like you a lot. But, well, you see, you were a target. I have wide discretion as how to deal with latent psionics like you before you get to a level where you could be dangerous. Some are so minor that I don't need to do anything, and others are in a middle range where I can just dose them with a suppressing virus that rewrites their DNA to the point they fall back into normal ranges. But then there are the really, really powerful ones, like you. See? You're so humble. You don't see it. You're a biopsian. Your abilities helped you when you were a kid. You were able to alter yourself to be faster and stronger sometimes, or make yourself emit pheromones that let you manipulate people. The danger is that when you reach adulthood, that kind of ability can mutate out of hand. It can make you much more and less human. It can make you a monster without a conscience. In severe cases like yours, I'm supposed to get a little more serious. Trying to rewrite your DNA won't work. You would instinctively repair yourself. In fact, you could probably be seriously eradicated without any long-lasting effects. Probably. I don't want you to do anything stupid. You're still my boyfriend, after all. Anyway, I'm supposed to attempt to arrange for your abduction, after dosing you with temporary suppressor drugs, and then a ship would pick you up. Your life wouldn't be bad. You wouldn't have a lot of freedoms, but you'd be comfortable and have things to do and to learn. You might even enjoy it. But you'd never be able to really affect anything around you. And I wouldn't be able to see you. If that failed, or you turned out to be too dangerous, I'd be tasked with killing you. Well, so I hunted you down, and in the course of investigating you and gathering readings, I found myself attracted to you. Don't let that go to your head. I was weak to your primitive humanoid jokes and compassion. No, you're not going to turn into a monster. I've been dosing you regularly. Relax. Relax. It's not like human drugs. It's perfectly safe. It just keeps you from mutating or losing control of your abilities. So long as I'm around to give you the medicine, you're in no danger of changing or being chased by a different bounty hunter. No. I won't keep the drugs from you, even if you don't want to be with me. I'll make sure you have your supply. I'd never hold that over you. Are you really surprised, given everything we've been through together? I mean, I could have used a more lethal toxin, but I just put you to sleep so you would calm down and I could explain things. I don't want anything bad to happen to you, ever. What I really want is for us, for me and you, to be together, forever. Yes, forever, forever. All right, so, I mean, I guess I was planning on having this conversation with you, and just not tonight or anytime soon. I'll be on Earth at least a few more years. So, I guess it comes down to what you want. If you don't want to be with me, I'll arrange for you to always have a supply of the drug. It won't be difficult with my contacts. And what happens if you choose to stay with me? Well, for now, things will just continue like they have been. We can be together, date, go to movies, have incredible, you know. But at some point, I'll pay off my creation debt, and then I'll be free, and I'll have a ship. yes, a spaceship. A Mark V FTL Prowler class with military-grade stealth and weapons. She can reach Alpha Centauri in 4 hours. Okay. So, I'm aware that that doesn't mean much to you, but trust me, she's impressive. She'd probably like you, too. You can come with me. Yeah, you can come with me and see the stars and the deserts of Parlon, the sapient asteroids of the Vagrant Nebula. We can have it all. Things that most couples never could. Maybe, if things worked out, we could even spawn. I mean, have kids. Yeah, multi-species procreation is easy with the right licenses. Okay. Anyway, that's not something you need to worry about right now. All you need to do for tonight is this. Listening? You can either walk out that door forever and I won't bother you again, save to make sure you get your meds. Or you can stay with me. We can eat that delicious meal that you've cooked and then mate like a couple of caffeinated lagomorphs before cuddling and watching horror movies. Your choice. So, what's it going to be? I was really hoping that you'd say that.